Blog Talk Radio.
Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed. So very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And yes, indeed, I thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that unto His cause, for the cause of His people, I have some very important, yes, some very important things for Him, for His cause that I must do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, for that, I indeed am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, has He told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, those of us who know the prophecies well, know that everything written has said that the Most High, though His word be sent into a very hostile environment that we call this world, filled with contradictions, He'll fill, my brothers and sisters, with personal lusts and hate and hatred against the truth, even what is justice. Everyone walking according to his own word, or his own word and his own ways. Most High still said that still, hear me, my brothers and sisters, He said that still, His words shall not return to Him void, and shall accomplish all that for which He sent it. I know that we started the show a little bit late tonight. I had a lot of business to take care of today. Yeah, a lot of demands on the old boy for a moment. But I tell you, I want to make a few things plain tonight. Things that should be very clear. Number one, my brothers and sisters, it's an offense, and I pray you will understand me. The Most High has declared to His people that we all must embrace Him as one. He is one. He does not lie. You can't serve two masters. In other words, His commands are what they are. It is our duty to seek the fullness of His will. It is our duty also, my brothers and sisters, to seek His pure and perfect will, to preserve a sense of what is His conscience, discovering His truth, to seek and preserve what is His conscience, devoid all the intrusions that are the misconceits, the anomalies, the injustices of men. For if this we do not do, I'll make it simple and plain. If we are not one, as the Most High is one, if we prefer to be misled, juxtaposed, according to the devices and designs of many, we have not realized our purpose. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, we have not realized our purpose. It is the duty of all who call upon the name of the Most High to seek His pure and perfect will for the good of us all. I did not say that we should petition the Most High for His Spirit, that we, everybody, uphold a particular denomination or ideal. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, will only sanction and vouch, steadfast and confirmed unto Himself. I said He will only vouch, save, confirm, and steadfast unto Himself those who are true to the full fruition of all that He declares when He reappears to fully recover and restore what indeed before the Most High. I said what indeed before the Most High is a covenant. Whoever will not discern that, my brothers and sisters, I said, whoever will not discern that will not know what a covenant is. Understand what I mean by that. Most High from the beginning declared what He envisioned for this world unto His glory, unto His honor, must become. I said He declared it from the very beginning. The vicissitudes of man will not change it. Most High will not be robbed. I repeat, He will not be robbed. He will not be denied that which He created this world for. Many have not even discerned, my brothers and sisters, the purpose for which He gave His Spirit. And He gave it, my brothers and sisters, that not that men remain deceived, not that men continually speak a lie, my brothers and sisters, but that men might be instructed across this world, all called to one instruction. all be gathered unto one truth, one consent, true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, that all, having that truth, might possibly reason together. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, continuing to exalt the varying misconceits of this world. I repeat, not that they continue to exalt the varying misconceits of this world. The gospel of Scripture called the dispensation of grace, Messiah declared that he had been given all the precepts of the holy kingdom from on high. And that that rule, my brothers and sisters, was to have dominion over all the earth. He said, go forth and convert the nations. Oh, how could they be converted, my brothers and sisters, each one after their own ideal? It's not possible. He said, teach them everything that he commands. How about teach them all after his instruction? What do you think it means, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High speaks about his covenant restored? In Jeremiah 30-31, when he talks about ultimately bringing his people back from the midst of the nations, he said that he would write and describe his law upon the minds and the hearts. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, that's a huge difference between that, the Most High himself revealing his law, and men, my brothers and sisters, trusting in the varying misconceits of another. Are the multitude of varying conceits that have been the 45,000 denominations across 280 nations and 19 world religions we see in the world. Do we really believe that it's by the grace, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the discretion and power of the Holy Spirit, that men have been duped after some 45,000 different denominations, variant doctrines? And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, I see very little. This may sound like a shocker to many of you, but I see very little, giving consideration of all that's contained in the scriptures, I see very little that's being taught today in this world that I would say literally has the power to lead men along a path with which the Most High can be pleased. Why do I say that? Scriptures tell us when the truth is known over and over again in scripture. It tells us when the truth is known, all the variant foundation, social constructs, cities and nations of the world will fall. Meaning that the precepts that they have upheld have not been wise before the One Most High. I will tell you that the book of Daniel, Daniel 8th chapter, particularly around Daniel 8th chapter 5 through 25, warns us, as does 2 Thessalonians 2, as does Isaiah 11th through 14th chapter, warns us the Messiah must return in the latter days, as does also Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. The Messiah must restore a standard in the latter days to expose all the misconceits of man. Why? Daniel 8th chapter says that once Western imperialist ideals. Oh, 2 Thessalonians 2nd chapter speaks of it. Powers of perdition. Added to Colossians 2nd, perditious powers after the principalities of this world, seeking to take the words of the gospel, constraining after their own ideals, taking control over your churches. In fact, my brothers and sisters, creating a false church, a fake, which the Most High can never be pleased. They can never preach the gospel. Think about it. If they can't all preach the same standard, then how can they preach the way of peace? Well, Daniel, 8th chapter, talks about a system of people out of the West. Polytheists, my brothers and sisters. What else is Greece and Rome? It said, my brothers and sisters, they would set up an environment, if you really understand it, according to 2 Thessalonians. They would set up an environment hostile to the truth. And remember, in 2 Thessalonians, it was already told us that the mystery of iniquity was already at work. prophesying concerning what would come. The powers of the wicked, lawless among the nations, taking control among your churches, behind your pulpits, compelling men to trust in unrighteousness, believing lies, believing a pretense, believing a fake. The men had not a love of the truth. Think about it. It's a fall from faith to trust in a multitude of different rulerships. Yah is one. I said again, it's an insult to believe the Most High complies with what? Even two differing ideas, let alone 45,000 denominations, let alone 280 nations. The grace of Yah declared the will of one. Have men discerned the will of one in the midst of all this confusion? Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. And that's obvious. It's obvious in the multitude of differences, since purity and completion off of one choice, that one pure way is not what men have kept. Isaiah 48 says the Messiah appears. It says he's going to come and he's going to declare, oh, that you had kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river. Oh, so in other words, what men have observed has not been his commandments, has not been his instructions, but has been the instructions of another unto a multitude of variant ideals that he never spoke. Nor did he ever promise would be the way of peace. Reunion with him. I want you to think about it. Scripture said he would come saying, oh, that you kept my commandments, then your peace, you kept my commandments, my instruction, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. He said, men have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Psalms 2 says that the men have not discerned how much they need to seek Yah, all following after hypocrites and evildoers. How about misrepresentatives? Claiming to be the servants of the Most High, but far from it. Oftentimes seeking to exalt themselves, seeing the opportunities under their own agendas, rather than coming forth, seeking in all things to be true to the name of the Most High, rather than seeking him absolutely that they do not lie. Oftentimes men have sit back and sought to use and abuse and exploit the holy name to establish their own institutionalities. And it's so much like what Messiah said. And so much like it has happened so many times. If they were exploiting you, my brothers and sisters, do you really think that they would have told you? If they were lying to you, do you really think they would have told you? If they held you captive, do you think they would have told you? They got world divided unto mass damnation, fallen from faith in the will of one. Damnation means a multitude of divisions and misallegiances. Do you think they would have told you? 2 Thessalonians, again, comparing it, my brothers and sisters, comparing it to Isaiah 48, comparing it to Isaiah 11. It says, Messiah will show you the way that is from the beginning, saying, from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Most High with his Spirit has sent me. Do you realize, my brothers and sisters, the capacity to remember and recover the wisdom that was from the beginning in a world so diverse, so contentious and contradictive in his thinking? My brothers and sisters, that is not a power that any man has after the flesh. Therefore, to see the truth beyond, my brothers and sisters, the ordinary five senses must be a grace, therefore, a gift from the Most High. And it's a gift, my brothers and sisters, to those who seek not to lie. It's a gift to those, my brothers and sisters, who seek not to be deceived after the misconceits of man. It's a gift, my brothers and sisters, to those who would uphold the integrity of the holy name and would not dare to presume anything. For they know that no one has a right to presume anything. If you're going to speak for the Most High, you must hear from him first. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, the men have looked at the scriptures, come to their own conclusions. Hasty, short-sighted, and not realize, my brothers and sisters, that the rule of this world, the confusion of a devil, has always been about, and remember, the Most High is not the author of this confusion or this collaboration or fusion of contradictions. Well, if thou art not the author of this confusion. But men have trusted, my brothers and sisters, in a massive contradiction and sit back and say that it's the word of the Most High. That it all comes as a result of them believing in Him. Our brothers and sisters, the very fact that we see the contradictions in this world means that, not all have heard the preaching or our brothers and sisters preach what indeed is the gospel, because the contradictions aren't in the word of Yah. The grace of Yah is that He reveals His law, that you no longer be exploited by the false law of this world, the rule of a devil that would keep you confused, following misrepresentation, and therefore, my brothers and sisters, worshiping what? A devil, or many devils, and not Yah. Deviant standards. And every time, my brothers and sisters, that men seek to follow after contradictive instructions, seeking to follow after two masters, it's not Yah that they have worshiped. But Yah is one. He does not lie. He does not license any man's delusion. The scripture said there'd be a strong delusion put upon men, they should believe a lie. Wow. In other words, what the men have believed in, according to 2 Thessalonians, has not been what is necessary to regather men unto the Most High, but it's been a fusion of contradictive ideals. Men thinking they serve the Most High, but after the commands of another. Do you think it's by the grace or the gift of Yah? The men haven't discerned the difference. Do you think it's by the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, the men's conscience is as diversely contentious and misopinionated after so many differing, inconsiderate ideals? Oftentimes, men not understanding just how inconsiderate they are. And do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that comes by the grace of Yah, men not discerning what Scripture says, already active system in 2 Thessalonians? Already active system that compelled men to believe a pretense. Think about it. The gospel went forth into a hostile environment. Rome murdered in the first centuries millions who believed the truth. Scripture says they said in Revelation 13, if you understand the scenario that's in Matthew 24. Brothers and sisters, the scripture in fact was written in Daniel 11. A lot of this is on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Great Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Yes, it happened long ago. They murdered everybody who knew the truth or would speak aloud to silence those who might have known the truth till they died out. Scripture says in Daniel 8, that that lying system has set up a strong delusion. Yes, my brothers and sisters, an entirely counterfeit faith. Not the faith of Yah at all. Not faith in the will of one, but faith in a contradiction. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 13 says they worship the dragon, the devil himself, who deceives the whole world, divides the whole world, damn the whole world under a multitude of diverse rulers. Deceives the whole world. Think about it. What else the world that has no consensus to a shepherd, the Most High Himself sends? Think about it. Scripture says in Isaiah 59, He had no intercessor. Zechariah 10, Most High had looked upon the world. He was not pleased because they had no shepherd. What are the end of these who lead people every kind of different way and have never taught you fully to see beyond the schemes established by Western polytheist imperialist agenda? Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, not only did they bring into the church all the corruptions of a multitude of hypocritical, misrepresentative traditions and ideals and standards, But my brothers and sisters, they hid from you the knowledge of who, according to all the prophecies, the law of the prophets, they hid from you the knowledge of who the Messiah is and what in him you must expect. They hid the knowledge of the truth, so you follow the foolish, misconceived, the lie, the contrivance, the false Messiah that they created. Am I saying that Yeshua did not exist? No, I'm not. Am I saying that he's not the Messiah? I know I'm not. I'm saying that he is. My brothers and sisters, do you understand who Messiah said he is? In Revelation 22:16, when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. If you haven't understood what that meant to the early church, and you haven't understood that faith and that expectation that they had, my brothers and sisters, you're still under the marks of the beast. You're still under the standards of the nation. You're still under the scheme of the rulers that have kept people irreverently indiligent, not to realize, as the scripture said, how much more they needed to seek. Yeah. Scripture said, those who do understand will seek him, and those who seek him shall be renewed unto their ancient strength. Heal beyond all the misconceits of man, because scripture says, what is it that is polluted the minds and left men indiscriminate, but it's the misconceits of their rulers. Read Malachi, how about 2:16 to 3 and 4 in context, also what is in Isaiah 40:27 through 41:4. In each case, it relates the idea that the only way righteousness as of old is going to be restored when all is that all the misrepresentative rulers who have taken the scriptures and misadministered them according to their own ideals, that they all must be removed. It's the only hope. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? That is the only hope of deliverance. That's the only hope that we become one people. The Most High said the only offering he's going to accept is that his people are one. That we prove that we can all reason together. Humbly reason together. Diligently seek the truth, that we all reason together for the good of one another. That is what is a covenant to the glory of his name. If anybody, my brothers and sisters, does not understand this, they're simply not part of that covenant. For the competition and drives for selfish ambition, oftentimes my brothers and sisters seeking to even to despise the heir whom the Most High sends. Yes, that's what it is. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, comes, as the scripture calls him in the book of Enoch, it calls him the heir of righteousness. Scripture says he would come in Isaiah 49, saying, from the womb and from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. A lot of folks haven't understood that, because they believe that the clouds that are mentioned about, they say he comes in the clouds, haven't realized that means he comes with a message from above that exposes as a true standard all the false standards and false messages that were never the gospel, never true to the kingdom of Yah, after the divisiveness of this earth. He said he comes to declare one standard that would expose all these standards having been an obstacle to you. If you haven't understood that, my brothers and sisters, you haven't understood the gospel at all. Like I said, it was the beastly nations of this world. Listen to what I'm saying. Refusing to reason, refusing to accept the truth. You need to understand that ancient Rome didn't believe the gospel. Scripture said all nations, you'd be, Messiah said the gospel go forth to all the nations, so you'd be hated by all nations for his name's sake. All nations hating the gospel, hating the word of truth, hating the word of peace, hating the idea that there's just one Savior. And my brothers and sisters, he wasn't Roman. He wasn't Gentile. He's not Gentile. If the whole world, my brothers and sisters, believes in Yah, or let's just say believes that Yah is not true to all that he has said, if the whole world believes a lie, Yah will still yet be true to all his word. He's not destabilized by the multitude of man's opinions. Even that concept was foreign to the Gentile mind. Because all their gods were changeable. They felt like they can petition them to change the course of their expectation to appease the will of man. A brother and sister, Most High said, in order for there to be peace, there has to be consistency along the line of his will. How could he, my brothers and sisters, appease all the contradictions of man and be true to anything at all? Which do you think, my brothers and sisters, shall men be judged by? What they thought to call wise, what the Most High already declared as his plan from the very beginning. So we said Messiah is the word from the beginning. That must be the salvation. It must be the light of life. Didn't say all these differences, my brothers and sisters, would be acceptable. Rome set up a false church, false concept of a Messiah, concept of a Christos, not a Kurdi. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please look at my website, www.hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. There's also an article there about the secrets of the morning star. You need to look at it. I've added some bit of information to it recently. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, why Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who, according to the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, they were looking for? You need to know. Rome desires that you never understand Messiah in the context of those prophecies of the one concerning the one who had that title. It never wants you to understand Messiah in that context, that they can continue to teach you confusion and keep you in bondage. Like I said, it's an offense not to believe the Most High is one. It's an insult against his nature to believe that he is deviant after the designs of men. Now, I can only tell you again, my brothers and sisters, there's a strong delusion wrought of Western intrusion that remains to damn and divide men after the variant misconceits of their rulers and not after the one shepherd till this very day. Are you saved because you can't believe that? Say because you cannot believe, because you so believe the illusions, the lies, that if the truth were to come, you prefer to believe the lie? Can't believe the truth? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, everyone who converted of old, in that this world has taught lies, had to come to believe and understand that what he had formerly been taught was an illusion. That's the only hope of conversion unto change. In fact, 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, says, if any man believes or trusts that he is wise after the ways of this world, this divided world, let him trust that he's a fool. Let him trust that he has been deceived. Let him trust that he's fallen from the faith. Let him trust, my brothers and sisters, that after telling the Most High that he is accursed, divided, that it is man that's fallen from grace and faith, that man might become wise. One scripture says, no man says by the Holy Spirit that Messiah is accursed. No man by the Holy Spirit says the Messiah is divided. No man says by the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that the Messiah sanctions 45,000 different denominations saying something different about him, so that there is no peace. If the scripture says the way of peace, the way of unity with the Most High, the way of one consent men have not known because of their selfish ambition, then to discern the one way is not after the flesh, it is a gift from Yah. That you are favored to understand and discern beyond all the misconceits of man. It's not of man, my brothers and sisters, it's a gift from Yah. I want you to think about it. If you were divided, damned, polluted after the perceptions of this world, contradictive in your thinking, irrational in your thinking, do you expect your leaders who taught you irrationality to tell you this? Are you under the grace and the spirit and the testimony of one, saved from every miscommunication and false idea taught by this world? A faithful servant of the Most High? Because your rulers misrepresented him in so many ways, said so? Did you expect, my brothers and sisters, again, if they kept you in bondage and they lied to you, did you expect them to tell you that you were deceived? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, you're saved, kind of stable for the Most High, ready to be confirmed true unto Him? Because you didn't discern truly the difference between good and evil. Didn't discern that when He said good, it means that which is pure and complete after Him, versus a deviant, a fallen standard. That you could deliver yourself from all those who, if you cannot deliver yourself from all those who hide the truth from you, and certainly those who hide the truth from you are not going to tell you that they're maintaining ignorance, and oftentimes they don't know. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that you're delivered? Because, like I said, those who exploit you say that you are free. I want you to think about it. In the time of the apostles, they had directly received, at the behest of Messiah Himself, power, authority from on high, after the Spirit to teach all things, no lie in it. They were, I want you to understand this, they didn't call themselves Christians. They were Kurdishania. They expected the ruler who exposes all, who establishes the standard, who establishes the standard, who restores the covenant. Because guess what? A multitude of differences is not. They expected the king, my brothers and sisters, to come suddenly like the rising sun to reveal all the light the world would obscure. That our brothers and sisters exposes all the darkness and all those who hide the truth from you. It explains that so many things that you thought were wise were not. It explains that so many that you thought you could rely upon to tell you the truth were actually hiding from you. They were Kurdishania. Kur, Sun, Tis, Rise, Shah, King. They believe in the one called the King of the East, as you find in Revelation 16 and 12. One who, against whom all the rulers of the world, the scripture says, would gather, but He will expose them all at that place called Armageddon. Did they tell you that's Harosheth of the Gentiles according to Judges 4? They tell you what that's really about when the scripture talks about a city, a great city, Babylon, would be destroyed because of the resistance of the rulers. To show the leaders that the time of this deception can exist no more. There's a real need, my brothers and sisters, to understand the scenario painted at Revelation 6:12 through 7:17. Great earthquake. Rulers running for cover, saying, "Hide us from the face of the Lamb, Him who sits upon the throne." Wow. The secret city prophecies. If they didn't tell you that the Messiah appears first in the city, they didn't teach you the gospel. They didn't tell you what to expect. They didn't tell you the scripture says the Messiah will appear in that city and hardly anyone will truly listen, because people have been made so arrogant and proud in the misconceits of their rulers. That's what it says in Zephaniah 3rd chapter. That's what it reads if we really understand Isaiah 28. Says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he make to understand the report when his word is line upon line, precept upon precept, and people didn't have the spiritual insight to understand more than just simply what they see on the surface misinterpreted? Word of Yah, line upon line, precept upon precept, for to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. Many have taken these words and taught them differently unto a multitude of arguments. That's not the covenant of peace. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, you must ask the Most High for the grace and gift of His Spirit to teach you all things so that when Messiah comes, you might comprehend His word and not miss Him. If they didn't tell you that, the reason why the scripture says be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, they didn't tell you those scriptures come from, like I said, Revelation 6:12 through 7:17. Kings running from the cover, from running for cover when it's discovered that they've been treacherous against the truth. Said, hide us from the face of the Lamb, Him who sits upon the throne, and who should be able to stand. That is nothing else but the scriptures over in Malachi in the third chapter, speaking about how Messiah calls, ultimately comes to prove foolish all the rulers who call evil good and good evil, who said everyone was evil and it was everyone who was said he was, well, leaders have said they're good in the sight of the Most High, and He delights in such because everyone walks after his own evil ways. Says He comes to restore righteousness as of old in former years. Well, when He comes to do this, don't you realize, brothers and sisters, that the cumulative lies taught by all the rulers should not be able to stand? That's exactly what the scripture says in Malachi. It says, huh? But who can able to stand when he appears? He is like refiner's fire, like full of soap. Come to refine, purify. How about my brothers and sisters even destroy out of the temple whoever is lying to his people? That he might restore righteousness as of old in former years. That sounds like the same scenario. So then Revelation, 6th chapter. It talks about the one called the angel from the rising sun. Who will say, heard not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we seal the servants of Yah upon their brows. Well, think about it. The scripture talking about a great earthquake at a city, at the one hand, great earthquake at a city where one called the king of the east is gathered. All the kings of the earth and rulers of the earth, varying precepts of this world, have been gathered to one city. Revelation 16, 12 to 21. Scripture said he would expose them all. Kings running for cover. Sound like the same scenario. The one called angel from the rising sun. The word for angel and the word for king is the same. Rising sun, same thing as east. They put down your King James Version, kings of the east, to throw you off. Do you not understand that's Messiah himself, before whom the variant misconceits of man must be exposed, men prepared for a greater king. People said he would dry up the rivers. Guess what? The boundaries of the nations, the boundaries of men's allegiances is oftentimes in the lands they uphold is divided by the rivers. Well, let me tell you something. The Most High says he's going to expose all the constraints of man. One scripture says that when the world is one, there'll be no sea. But what it really means is that, yes, there will still be a sea. But what it means, my brother, says there won't be any boundaries among the nations because all will be under one dominion. It's time to understand that. It's all saying the same thing. Revelation 7:17, 16 through 17, talks about when this one comes, he'll wipe away all tears from off all eyes. That's nothing but the same scripture over at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. Again, talks about the destruction of a city, Messiah being revealed. Same thing said in Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, talks about the regathering of his people. It's being sealed and confirmed only those who trust in him. If they didn't tell you this, and that Messiah is that one called the angel from the rising sun, or the king of the east, or the son of righteousness that arises, that you might discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, Malachi. That means they denied you a whole lot of what's contained in the law and the prophets. These are the things the early church knew. They saw that you not understand this after, let's just say, preserving the idea of a polytheist Messiah. I said maintain the idea of a polytheist Messiah. Idea of a Christ, anointed at the varying spirits of many. False gods, not the will of one. Rome saw it as an immediate threat. I said Rome saw it as an immediate threat, the idea of an anointed Savior after the will of one, rather than after the ideas of many. So it meant that the multitude of varying ideas they upheld had been foolish. And get the point. They knew that if their people came to convert and believe that this was the anointed one after the spirit of one, it meant everything that Romans stood upon was a lie. They've delayed, my brothers and sisters, or sought by murdering so many, delayed or thought to delay men's discernment of just how foolish the systems of this earth are. I told you before, God went forth into a hostile environment. They murdered everyone and silenced everyone who knew the truth. That hostile environment has sent forth false prophets, false testimony, ever since to a whole world. Who has seen to discern beyond the illusion? That they might come again to the will of one. If you can't believe what has occurred according to all the prophets, my brothers and sisters, who do you believe? Scripture says all these things will come to pass. You can't believe it. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that gains you favor from the Most High? Why do you think it is that all these multitude of differences exist? How have they been preserved? How is it that men even allowed it to be called faith to trust in 45,000 different denominations. That's what pagans do. Israel knew that if there were differences among them, that by no means should they be satisfied. When Scripture talks about Messiah for whom they should be waiting, it's talking about the one who reconciles all the differences, that the people not be accursed. If you don't recognize one shepherd under one firm foundation, unto a purity and completion that can make peace, one consent. My brothers and sisters, that's trust in a multitude of devils, and certainly it's not the love of Yah that anyone who loves him would desire that his people be so deceived. So Messiah was called him for whom you are waiting. What for? To cast aside every misconception. But the apostles, like I said, received power from on high. Because it's Curtis Shiner, those who expected that they had to prepare for Messiah who could only accept a pure, perfect word in his return. They knew that by faith in Yah as one, they must exceed the rulers, which is exactly what Messiah told them. Do you think that trusting a multitude of contentious rulers declaring something different is your peace? Messiah said you must exceed then. He told his people you must exceed the misconceits of your rulers, else you shall never know kingdom peace. That's the responsibility of everyone who will call upon the holy name to seek a pure, all that is the pure, perfect will of the Most High, to prepare for him who will only sanction and vouchsafe truth those who believe him. I didn't say all your multitude of subtitles. I said those who believe in him might not perish. Got a lot of misrepresentatives out here crying out, Lord, Lord, but not to do or perform or to teach fully precept upon precept, line upon line, all the will of the Father. They claim to be prophets. He called them false prophets. Well, after what spirit do you not to seek to understand all the precepts of the Most High, that in having his words, you understand not only what is said, but why it is said, that you might be true? You think it's by the grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, men, by and large, in a world so diverse, have become hypocritically compromised, to trust in so many pretenses? You think it's by the grace of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, the men have lied? The grace of Yahweh is supposed to be under grace and truth. Supposed to be a gift unto the truth. That is not a preservation of all the world's misconceits. It's not by the grace of Yahweh, my brothers and sisters, that men have lied. That it's not after the grace of Yahweh that men have lied after all these differences. It's time to discern the difference, my brothers and sisters. I say it's time. You stop believing all this nonsense. If the scripture says in the last days men have made for themselves crooked paths and those who walk therein have not known peace, it does not mean that by the grace of Yah, everybody walking his own way because he called upon the name of the Most High has known him. It's time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. Trust me. It's time that we stop insulting the Most High, saying that we are wise because we go along with whatever anybody says. Hey, Saul did it. Most High cut him off from being king. Look it up. Ask me about it, and I'll tell you about where those verses are, too. That's a discussion for another time. But think about it. We live in a society today where it was already told us. Certainly the king cannot compromise after this multitude of ideas and still be king. He has to function after the anointing of the Most High. That's an uncompromising word. Scripture says Messiah comes to discipline of the nations with a rod of iron. Word like a sharp two-edged sword. It discerns the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. Discerns whether you want to follow him for the fullness of his will or not. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, by the favor of the Most High, by the instruction of Most High, we're taught his law. And if you're not under his law and whose instruction are you under? Or do you really think it's after his instruction that all these differences exist? It's time we discern better, my brothers and sisters. He said the way of peace men have not known, therefore they have made for themselves crooked paths. It means men have fallen from the grace of the Most High, fallen from faith in the Most High, because they have fallen from faith in him as one. What do you think it is that men call 45,000 denominations believers? It's an insult, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, the pagans didn't have the idea about a deity consistent. So to this very day, men think it's the grace of Yah that men indiscriminate should somehow be called true to a covenant. Makes absolutely no sense. Like I said, do you really think you're free because your definition of freedom is devised and defined by your captors? Free because your captor says so? We live in a society that says, freedom, liberty, and justice for all. But everybody's got a whole bunch of different ideas. Not even free enough in their thinking to discern the will of the one. Acting as if the Most High is not one. Saying that they're indivisible under one God, but they got a multitude of divisive standards that they call deity. That's insanity. Scripture says in the last days in Isaiah 29, Isaiah 29, the last verse said, even the foolish ones whose spirit is air should come to understand. Those who murmur should come to understand it. Wow. Those who murmur against the truth should come to understand it. Meaning things are going to be made so clear. But if anybody wants to believe the truth, they have the power to at least begin. So it says, woe to them to those who still continue to take counsel, but not from Yah. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no rational mind believes that the grace or the gift of the Most High unto the will of one is after the diverse ideals of many. Like I said, the law of this world is the preservation of every lie that acts as an obstacle against you discerning the Savior, the Shepherd, the one way of peace. Way of peace, it says, they know not. The gospel is the gospel of grace and peace. The comfort of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, teaches all things, no lie in it. Declaring, my brothers and sisters, what is from the beginning and what is the eventuality. Do you think you receive that spirit, my brothers and sisters, trusting in all the variant paths that men have walked after, astray from that initial ideal? Not knowing what that initial ideal is, my brothers and sisters, do you think that's the gift of the Most High? Do you think you're forgiven and having an atonement, an agreement, a covenant with the Most High because you don't seek fully to remember? And you prefer to believe that your presumptuousness is defines the Most High rather than He revealing to you Himself? Oh, my brothers and sisters, people really believe they're saved because men's lies is all they know. That's exactly what it says in Isaiah 59. It says, you know, hey, in Isaiah 59, there's a scripture there that talks about the idea that their sins, they're well known. It's all they know. Do you think that because you haven't known the truth, because Rome took the truth from the mouths of men? Oh, does that seem so unfair? Remember, it was told in advance. The book of Amos was well before Greece and Rome took power. The book of Amos, my brothers and sisters, said the time would come that you would seek for the word of the Most High and would not find it. Why? Because of the corruption of the nations. Seeing land to and fro. Seeking the word of the Most High. How about the pure word that comes from on high? And would not find it. Why? Because it's been corrupted after the ideals of men. If somebody else teaches you a word and they twist the word that teaches you the scripture and they take it out of context, my brother says, that's not the word of Yah. That's the misdirection of another. Have you not understood the scriptures and what scripture means? It talks about the Lord for whom you should be seeking. He for whom you should be waiting. That you might know for certain that the words and the deeds that you do come from the Most High. The one the scripture says would expose all your leaders who would despise the raising of this standard. Because guess what? When that standard is raised, all these 45,000 denominations, this 280-odd different nations, all these 19 world religions, all of it, the Most High says He must bring to an end that this world without obstacle might again, for those who desire peace, who desire to turn from transgression, who desire to turn toward righteousness, who desire to turn away from all the lies, might indeed, my brothers and sisters, have peace. All I can say is this, my brothers and sisters. Faith is unto the will of one. Steadfast is on the will of one. Do you think men are faithful servants of Yah because the devil said so? What do you think he does? The scripture says Satan's ministers come to the angels of light. They pretend to be the ministers of the Most High. Like the scripture said, hey, they taught you after a false church in Revelation 13. Horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon. The scripture says they all fall after the dragon because he followed the beast. How about the nations who would not reason sufficiently to understand and discern the mysteries of their own iniquities. Would not seek the Most High to discern beyond their sin. Therefore, they wanted to believe that all the lies that they've been told were wise. Just like, you know, it sounds funny, but I mean, it's just amazing. I had someone tell me, well, did Messiah die and rise on Easter? What? Easter is a pagan custom. I said Easter is a pagan custom. Scripture said that was Passover. Good Friday, no such thing. 3 days and three nights from Friday evening to Sunday morning? Mm-mm. But they said Easter time. Wow. As if the Jews were celebrating Easter. Then he rises on Sunday. Scripture said in the end of Shabbat, when they first came, he was already gone. Many of my brothers and sisters, when Sunday came, he was already gone. Well, that's just part of the issue, my brothers and sisters. What about all the people who keep the feast, say they keep the days the Most High declared, but they got a bunch of different doctrines? Don't you understand that's because of the marks of the beast? Because lies among the nations have still infiltrated the minds? The men haven't discerned the way of one? Do you think everyone keeping different doctrines on a holy day is a holy thing? Now, according to Isaiah 57 and 58, the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, reveals the administration of Yah, Him teaching His laws upon the minds and hearts, Him teaching what is justice. Like I said, to know what is said and not know why it is said, that's not the favor of the Most High. That's not after the instruction of the Most High. I said again, my brothers and sisters, you need to check out that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Article called Great Tribulation, 70-365 AD. There's a need to understand what was the early church origin. And the early church in its origin is forgotten what is now is forgotten mutual expectation. The secret city prophecies. Do you really think by the grace of Yah, the instruction of the Most High, the men have not discerned what cumulatively the prophecies say concerning these things? You think it's by the grace and favor of the Most High, the world is ignorant, deceived after the thoughts of another, or that the thoughts of another have prevented men from understanding these things? It's all in the scripture. Messiah said, if you let anybody trick you against the law and the prophets, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, because you trusted in another. It's not his conscience. He said, if any man seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, he's guilty of hellfire. What do you think all these institutions are then, my brothers and sisters, who hear the truth from you? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I thank the Most High for every year he brings near. Under his might, honor, and praise always. Thank you, the Most High. Yes, indeed. For every ear that he brings near, and thank you all for listening. Hallelujah! My brothers and sisters, unto the blessing of our people and the restoration of a covenant, recognizing our obligation unto the Most High, recognizing our obligation unto Him who is one. Let us seek all that is His will, that we might find ourselves worthy of a covenant, worthy of being called stable pillars in His temple. Check out that website of mine, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com. Discern this message, my brothers and sisters, and the fullness of its implications, and more than what we have said thus far. Because believe me, there's still so much more to be said. Great implications, high depth and breadth. So now you can support this ministry. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, those who will uphold the prophet in the name and the authority and the honor of a prophet, truly imbued with the Spirit of the Most High to teach all things and to show you the interconnectivity of His holy word. Those who seek, my brothers and sisters, that rationality, discerning how all the words of the Most High reinforce one another. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Every word the Most High says reinforces. There's every other word. And my brothers and sisters, all his words reinforced by everything that he has spoken. Reinforced by every word. If you discern that, my brothers and sisters, that way of peace, you'll find your purpose. And my brothers and sisters, those who attain to that purpose, that they might truly give reverence, respect, and honor to the Most High, to be a light to the world. My brothers and sisters, these are the inheritors of the world. My brothers and sisters, these are the ones who should not even lose their reward. Again, to speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, his honor, and his praise, always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.